A senior Iranian negotiator says anti-Iran sanctions topped the agenda of the latest round of nuclear talks, which wrapped up in the Austrian capital. The talks came to an end on Friday. They were the first round of negotiations between Iran and the P5+1 following the mutual understanding reached in the Swiss city of Lausanne in early April. Iran's deputy foreign minister told Press TV that the removal of sanctions was the main focus of this round of talks in the Austrian capital, Vienna. Abbas Araghchi also said Iran held constructive talks with US and European diplomats over the issue of sanctions.
Deputies and experts from Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany have begun drafting a comprehensive plan of action throughout 3 days of discussions at Vienna's Coburg Hotel. Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said the focus of this round of talks was sanctions and that the sides had already begun drafting sanctions-related issues. The joint statement issued in the Swiss city of Lausanne earlier this month specifically mentions that EU and US economic and financial sanctions shall be terminated following the implementation of a future agreement. But the US has recently called for a phased lifting of sanctions, and American lawmakers are introducing a bill to subject any final deal to congressional review.
We had a very good discussion with especially the U.S. delegation, asking them to clarify their position regarding sanctions, to clarify what is going on in the Congress. And I think the explanation by the U.S. delegation was very useful.
Araghchi said the sides have found solutions on almost each and every issue. These include Iran limiting the number of its centrifuges to just over 6,000, more than 5,000 of which will be enriching uranium up to 3.67%, and accepting increased monitoring by international experts. Discussions are still underway on the duration of various aspects of the deal, among other issues. Talks are set to continue in New York on the sidelines of the NPT review conference, where the Iranian team will accompany the foreign minister. Iran says progress is being made, but that the pace is slow. The sides have until the end of June to come up with a final document. I'm Homa Lizki, reporting for Press TV from Vienna.
Well, earlier we spoke to Press TV's correspondent in Vienna about the talks. She said the next round of nuclear negotiations will take place in New York on the sidelines of the NPT review conference starting on Monday.
And now the talks have wrapped up. We had a very brief meeting between the deputy foreign ministers of Iran and the P5+1 group, basically a conclusion of the discussions made concerning the issue of sanctions between the Iranian, the US and the EU team that were here in Vienna. Now the talks are going to continue, as Mr. Araghchi, the deputy Iranian foreign minister, said in New York on the sidelines of the NPT review conference. The Iranian foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, will be meeting there, among other officials.
Well, for more on this, let's go to Irvine, California, and talk to Nader Bagherzadeh, political analyst. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Bagherzadeh, this round of the talks, based on what both Iran and diplomats from the other side of the negotiations say, was focused on the removal of the anti-Iran sanctions. It seems the contradictory comments made by Americans had forced the agenda. Do you think both sides can reach a mechanism to resolve the issue of the sanctions?
So I hope so. There is no other way around this. Iran has been very clear in recent days. It was mentioned also in the Friday prayer regarding visit to the military sites. They have to find creative ways. Mr. Obama, as such, alluded to this comment, to this point, about a week or so ago at the White House. They have to find creative ways to get around this very tough knot that they have to deal with. And that is how the sanctions will be removed that is acceptable to the Iranian government. And also, it is something that Mr. Obama and his team can deliver with the Congress probably not being on the same page as the White House right now.
There are two types of sanctions, the UN-imposed one and the ones unilaterally imposed by the US and the EU. Some say the UN sanctions could be removed on day one of the final deal, but the ones by Washington and Europeans are very difficult to remove. What are the major obstacles for the latter ones?
Yes, because it requires the support of the legislative parties. My guess is that the EU removal is easier than the US Congress acceptance of these sanctions. So that is probably the toughest one in terms of dealing with what's going to happen. And you've seen in the comments recently that some of the senators were trying to actually amend Senator Cocker's potential bill that is not even voted yet in the Congress. So basically, at this stage, we have to see how they're going to move forward. There are comments being made that are not very constructive from some of the senators, but let's hope that they will find ways around this particular important issue.
So in case Americans fail to lift their own sanctions, do you think Europeans will go alone in lifting the ones imposed by them?
So that's a very good question. My guess would be that it would be very difficult for them to separate from the U.S. Position. But at the same time, many of them have very close economic collaboration before the 2010 sanctions. So they have to make a decision about what they need to do. They probably will find a way to resolve it, but there are a lot of contracts at stake here. And then you can see that there are a lot of business people coming to Iran, trying to get ready for the removal of these sanctions to start their businesses. So it'll be really tough for the Europeans to say no if the Congress doesn't go along with this.
And finally, Iranian negotiators say Americans don't have a good record when it comes to fulfilling their commitments. I mean, is there any guarantee that will make the Americans loyal to this agreement?
Well, I think Mr. Obama probably definitely wants to stay with this till his last day in the presidency, 2016. What's going to happen with the next president? It is very hard to say. In my opinion, there are comments being made, even with Dr. Zarif saying this is an international treatment, they have to be treated properly. But you never know. There are some articles that say if it's not to the interest of U.S. government, the president, the future president, may actually revoke some of these things, although it's not a common practice, but it is possible. There is always an avenue for U.S. to say, you know what, this is against my national security, and I don't want to continue with it. It really depends. But I think till Mr. Obama is in place, till the last day of his presidency, if this goes through, there should be no problem with it, as far as I can see.
Oh, Nader Bagherzadeh, political analyst from Irvine, California. Thanks for your time there, sir.